النقي means the pure, the immaculate, the clean. Al-Hadi means the guide. All the imams came for guidance.
As-salamu alaykum ya ahla bayt al-nubuwa wa mawdi'a al-risala wa mukhtalaf al-malaika.
Peace be upon the directors of right guidance, the lanterns in darkness, the patterns of piety.
This is Dialogue, an introduction into the most important dialogues and conversations of Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi alayhi salam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is Dialogue. I'm your host Mahdi. Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi alayhi salam was a pure source of wisdom and knowledge. Despite his young age, he showed what divinely gifted knowledge really looks like. Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam was the direct descendant of the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household. Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam was also the 10th divinely appointed Imam, and he was the 10th divinely appointed successor of the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him. Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam was also the son of the 9th divinely appointed Imam, Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Jawad alayhi salam. After Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam answered with the answers of an expert the most difficult of questions posed to him by the Shia scholars and jurisprudents, the Shia leaders at that time had more faith and certainty now of what they had previously believed, that a divinely appointed Imam must have the most knowledge and he must be the most knowledgeable one of his time, regardless of whether he is young or old. And so the knowledge, virtue, and the delving into the sciences of the Holy Quran and the Sunnah of Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam astonished the minds and sparked meetings and gatherings in all parts of the Muslim world. At this moment, we invite you to listen to parts of the Arabic text of Ziyarat Jamiatul Kabira by Imam Hadi alayhi salam, along with its English translation. Please stay tuned.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. As-salamu ala a'immat al-huda wa masabih al-tuja wa a'lam al-tuqa wa dawilluha.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Peace be upon the directors of right guidance, the lanterns in darkness, the patterns of piety, the owners of understanding, the endued with thought, the havens of the peoples, the inheritors of the prophets, the perfect specimen, the most excellent call in the arguments of Allah against the inhabitants of the world, the hereafter and the former world. Allah's mercy and blessings too be upon you all.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As-salamu ala mahal.
Peace be upon the exponents of the recognition of Allah, the centers of Allah's blessing, the essence of Allah's wisdom, the keepers of Allah's secrets, the bearers of Allah's book, the successor of Allah's prophet, and the progeny of Allah's messenger. May Allah send blessings upon him and his household. Allah's mercy and blessings too be upon them.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.ir. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. It's an honor and a blessing to have you with us. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. So we're talking about the dialogues of Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi alayhi salam. There is a specific passage from the 10th Divinely Appointed Imam that we have been talking about in recent programs. Now, this passage, of course, talks about compulsion and free will. But what is interesting is that Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam, in this conversation with one of his companions, he brings up these different aspects before he starts to talk about the idea of compulsion and free will. And so in the first segment of this passage, he talks about the Holy Quran and how the Holy Quran is a evidence and is a proof or is a hujjah, first and foremost, that must be relied upon. And then after he talks about the Holy Quran being a proof and a hujjah and this clear piece of evidence that all the Muslims consider to be reliable and trustworthy, he continues Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam, and he starts to talk about the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. He starts to talk about the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him. And he also then connects the Holy Prophet with the Ahlul Bayt. And here we find that he starts to talk about this kind of a comparison between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the obedience and the wilaya and the complete authority of Allah. And then along though that supreme authority, you know, in a vertical manner, we have the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings upon him, and then we have Imam Ali alayhi salam and the other divinely appointed imams. And as we had said in a previous episode, that the Holy Prophet has said that whoever harms Imam Ali has actually harmed the messenger, and whoever harms the messenger has actually harmed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so we are seeing these connections that are being made. So what's happening is that Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam is making the relationship between the Holy Quran and Imam Ali alayhi salam clear, so that nobody is confused about the position of the two. Of course, he talks about this tradition of Thaqalain as well, which we covered in a previous program. So continuing with this passage, we find that the Messenger of Allah relates the event of Khaybar. He says to his companion that on the day of Khaybar, we find that the Messenger of Allah, he says that tomorrow I will send a man who loves Allah and his Messenger, and Allah and his Messenger love him. He is brave and does not run away in the battlefield. He shall not come back until he will be the conqueror and the victor by the will of Allah. And so here, very quickly, Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam, he talks about what happens. He talks about how, you know, the companions, they all looked forward to being this individual that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi spoke about. And of course, when the next day comes, it is Imam Ali alayhi salam, and Imam Ali goes and he becomes the victor. And thus, he is the individual whom Allah loves and the Messenger loves. And he likewise loves Allah and his Messenger. And so what an exalted position is of Imam Ali alayhi salam. And unfortunately, we have run out of time on the program. So the most interesting thing is that right after Imam Hadi alayhi salam shows this great esteem and position of Imam Ali alayhi salam, and of course, indirectly, the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, who are the inheritors of Imam Ali alayhi salam, and who are the inheritors of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, this is where Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam starts to talk about compulsion and free will, which we will have to continue in another episode. This is Dialogue, Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir/en Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many other great programs as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.